And joining me with a very special story from Bridgetown Pottery Restaurant is Pep Mills. Good morning.
Morning, Ange.
Now, it was very sad news for the Australian music industry yesterday with Michael Gudinski, who's passed away 68 years young, far, far, far too soon. And it sent shockwaves throughout the Australian music industry. And when did you feel it, Pip?
I was told, I was actually in the main street and talking to a really great old friend of mine. And she said, did you realise Michael Gudinski's died this morning? She said, her words were, the day music died in Australia.
And that, you got me there, because that's kind of what it feels like at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And you yourself, so influential in your own right in our corner of the world with the Bridgetown Blues Fest. You've had your own interaction with the great man.
Yeah, well, it brought that memory back to me. You know, Sheila Howitt and I directed Blues at Bridgetown for 6 years. And over those 6 years, you know, we had achieved some things like getting legendary West Australian blues acts to reform. The first of those was the Elks, reformed for us in the very first year. But for our last year, we decided that it would be a fitting way to finish, to get Chain to reform. Matt Taylor had lived out at Bailing Up, at the community at Bailing Up in the 1970s, and at least one of his children was born in the Bridgetown Hospital. And we dealt with Matt in those first 6 years of Blues at Bridgetown. So we got him on site, and he was really, really keen to do that. So he pulled together pretty much the original, as close to the original lineup of Chain as possible to play Bridgetown. And we had that contracted quite early, which was really exciting for us.
What a coup.
You know, it was the first time they'd played together for a very long time.
But it was such a big thing that you ended up hearing from Michael about it.
It was the middle of an afternoon, and the young fella that worked for me, who was only, I think, 19 at the time and clearly wasn't au fait with Australian music history, really, came racing down and he said, oh, there's some bloke on the phone for you. And I'm saying who? And he said, oh, Michael God something, God's son, God, I don't know, God something. I said, where's he from? He said, Melbourne. And I said, Michael Gudinski? And he said, yeah, that's him. So I'm going, oh, my Lord. And I took the phone call, and it was Michael ringing to talk to me, because it was Mushroom Records' 25th anniversary. And they were mounting this massive concert in Melbourne of all of their premier acts over the years, including all of the number one singles. And Chain had actually performed, had recorded their first number one hit record for Mushroom. And Michael's passion was that it was actually the first and only blues number one hit in Australia. So it was Black and Blue. So he was absolutely adamant that he had to have Chain on the bill of this concert. And, of course, the concert clashed with Saturday Night at Blues at Bridgetown. And he was sort of saying, you know, what can we do? I'll do anything. We have to make this happen. So I said, look, you know, it's a bit late for us to take them. We can't afford to take them off our bill. So we came to an agreement that they would fly, they'd play Bridgetown on the Friday night. Mushroom would fly them to Melbourne on the Saturday to play, and then Mushroom would fly them back to Perth on the Sunday. We would change our schedule so that they actually played the wind down concert on the Sunday night. So it was pretty amazing, really. It didn't take us very long to come to that agreement, I have to say, and the band, Matt Taylor, was fully behind the whole thing as well. And I was thinking about it this morning. I don't think we actually even had it in writing. I think it was purely a gentleman's agreement as such.
There's just not very many people that could pull off that sort of logistics last minute and have it come off so smoothly that, you know, Blues at Bridgetown were still able to, you know, have their, you know, Chain Reformation
absolutely.
Glory, and they
absolutely.
Got to be in Melbourne.
Yeah. It was pretty special. And Michael, I think, recognised that, you know, how important it was for us. We were a small town. And we'd had that billing. We were already advertising. You know, I think he recognised the significance, and so he was happy to make it work. Yeah.
And I suppose that is the core of what everyone has said about him since yesterday, is that it was music. Music from all levels and all forms.
Absolutely.
And all walks of Australian life. So, Bridgetown story.
He was definitely the godfather, there's no doubt about it, of the modern Australian music industry.